Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark and welcome to Pet Text Tuesday, which is turning into my favorite day of the week currently. Thank you so much for getting involved, sending your pet text to me over on Twitter at MarkNarrations. Don't forget to use the hashtag Pet Text Tuesday if you want your pet featured in an upcoming Tuesday episode. Today we're going to be covering some more relationship stories, and if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Supply Xmas or Get the Fuck Out, and it does come with updates as well. It's titled, We, husband 32 male and me 26 female, have got told by his brother 37 male and sister-in-law 30s that we should supply all Xmas gifts for the kids due to our lack of kids. My husband has a very large family. In total, I think his father has 8 brothers and sisters. They all got married and had 2 to 6 children each. Now all their children are grown up and starting families as well. We are looking at easily, I believe, 15 children in the family as of right now. We all get together for Christmas every year at his grandparents' house. Sounds great, right? Right. Normally, after Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving, which they also get together for, we pick names for the children's gift swap. There is also a men and women gift swap, which my husband and I, who do not have children, join in on. Now, to give you an idea of how the gifting has been the last 10 years. Husband and I would buy gifts for his parents, his brother, and wife and their 4 kids. Great. Awesome. Works fine. Last year they said they would rather we just bought gifts for the kids. So we did. Same thing we'd always gotten them. Books at their reading level, pajamas, and puzzles of some kind. They're upset, but we couldn't place why. We also didn't get any gifts at all, which we didn't comment on, but my husband admitted he was a bit hurt to get nothing from his parents versus his brother and sister-in-law getting gifts. I am not a super social person, so I spent most of Thanksgiving reading a book and watching one of the youngest cousins sleep. Eventually we all gathered up so the kids could draw names of their cousins for the gift swap. They finished that up and then husband's brother, who we'll just call Timmy, says, and uncle husband will buy all the kids a gift too. Cue my husband and I giving him looks of, the fuck and fuck you. We laughed and said, oh no, we'll just be bringing the candy again this year. His brother then started in that we should buy all the children gifts since we have none, and that it wasn't very Christian of us to not bless the children with our good fortune. My husband at this point pulled him aside into the kitchen and told him he wasn't buying all of the cousins' gifts, and if he wanted to, he was welcome to. They started to argue, and Timmy yelled that we shouldn't come to Christmas anymore. I handed over the baby. We left, said we'd email them about it later when they'd calmed down enough to talk like adults. I'd just like someone else's viewpoint. My husband is really upset and his parents are agreeing with Timmy that we should be given more gifts since we have no one to buy them for but kids now. He threw the fact that we get no gifts from anyone at them and they said we're adults now and Christmas is for kids. He pointed out that they gifted Timmy and his wife things still, but they said that we'd already bought it, might as well. But I have been shopping with his mother and she bought gifts for Timmy's wife Candy again this year already. I'm frustrated and feel like no one is handling any of this well, and I want to step in and help my husband, but I want someone else to look at this mess before I do anything other than listen and offer suggestions of, I feel, when you, to his parents. Edit. I've read all the comments and replies to some. I'm out, but when I get home I will edit this or reply to comments more. Thanks for all the insight. Edit 2. Replied to some comments, showed husband thread, sent email. Haven't been answering phone calls from them, asked them to please just read and reply via email, so we have time to think and respond calmly. Got a lot of nasty voicemails for it. going to let them simmer some more and keep ignoring their calls since they keep yelling. And I think I remember we covered this story a while back, but without the update. So I'm going to look forward to what these updates are going to share with us. But I really hate this attitude. And we've seen it a couple of times in these stories that if you don't have children, for some reason, you owe any of your wealth or your earnings to the rest of the family members that do have children. It hurts my head to think about it. And let's not forget, we're talking about 15 kids here. Or you can't come to the family Christmas if you don't buy all these children gifts. And I think it's a pretty simple choice to me. You don't turn up to Christmas anymore. It's that simple. And I know it's very, very easy for me to say, you know, toxic family or not. It's when you're in the situation, I think it can be difficult. We've seen time and time again, people who are in real shitty situations with family, with loved ones, but it's sort of normal behavior to them, so it's hard to, you know, disconnect and get away from them. But this is one of those situations, it's like, from the outside, you can easily see, like, that is absolute madness from that family, isn't it? So we'll start off with Shelby Nitz, who says, so you're supposed to buy gifts for 15 kids since you don't have any, and you get kicked out of Christmas if you don't. Sounds like it's time to start a new tradition that doesn't involve insane relatives. Maybe a cruise. Cruises are nice. Elle Shepman says, they sell kazoos in bulk on Amazon for under $6. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Don't forget to encourage the kids to play them as often as possible to develop their musical skills. After all, music helps kids with math or whatever. That reminded me of the story, and I think it was a very, very similar situation, and I think they bought, like, the kids' air horns or something like that. But a deleted user says, holy crap, what a bunch of selfish and manipulative people. That's the most ridiculous suggestion I've ever heard. Now, I don't know if you're child-free, not at that stage in your life yet, or have been trying but haven't conceived. But it doesn't freaking matter. Just because you don't have kids doesn't mean you have to buy presents for everyone else's kids. That's insane. I don't even know how anyone would justify that, honestly. If it comes up again, ask them to explain why they think that's an appropriate thing to ask, and state that while you are glad to have all your nieces and nephews, you don't think it's reasonable for you to be expected to buy them all gifts. Ask if they're going to get you a present from every one of your nieces and nephews. If they bring up that you're not being very Christian BS, remind them that true Christianity is not about stuff, it's about love, and not cheap crap from Walmart. Glitter and Pearl says, okay, to get this straight, your in-laws got your brother-in-law and sister-in-law gifts last year, but not you and your husband. That's incredibly rude. It's also incredibly rude for your brother-in-law mentioning something about the two of you buying gifts for 15 kids in front of them. He was basically attempting to manipulate the two of you into buying the kids gifts because he figured you wouldn't say no in front of the children. If your history has been to consistently only buy gifts for your in-laws and brother-in-law and sister-in-law and their kids, there is no reason to expect that you would buy gifts for the other 11 kids. You and your husband need to discuss the issue with your brother-in-law because it's a stupid reason to be uninvited to Christmas. Just mention that you are going to do what you've been doing for the last several years and only buying presents for the smaller group within the family. I would not give in when it comes to this issue, because it will show brother-in-law that he can continue to use the family's children to get you and your husband to do things you didn't necessarily want to do, and in reference to the Christian thing to do. The Christian thing to do is not even to exchange gifts, since that's not necessarily the point of Christmas. In all honesty, the point of the gift exchange is to make sure that none of the families have an unnecessary burden placed on them by having to buy gifts for every person and child in the family. I hope this all works out, because it seems like a petty thing for your brother-in-law to get so upset about and to try and uninvite you from Christmas. So our update to this one came a couple of days later, which said, thanks for everyone who came and tossed in their 2 cents. It was wonderful to hear from other people without having to worry if they would repeat my chatter to the other party involved. So I'm not 100% sure where I should start. I'm about 3 drinks in just to calm myself. For one, I did show my husband the post after we talked. I brought up T-Day 2015 and asked him if he wanted some more input than I normally give on his family drama. He said yes. I pointed out the favoritism of his brother over him in almost anything. I made a list showing times when it had happened where they and he were fully in the wrong, just to prove the point. we went over the text from his brother, sister-in-law, mother, father, aunt, and cousin. Just to recap names. Brother equals Timmy. Sister-in-law equals Candy. Mother, Rhonda. Father, Keith. Aunt, Kira. Cousin, Ben. Husband, Todd. This is shorter than husband. I'm lazy. So, the day after we posted, we went over the text which started after we missed their call and went up until we sent the email. All just spiteful shit about how we waste our money, time and life, volunteering and don't spend enough time with their children, cousins, cousins' children, family anymore. It started out telling Todd he was being a candy-ass bitch who is whipped by his cold, harpy, child-hating wife and just degraded from there. Todd only sent back a few saying he'd email him about it and asking him not to talk about me. So we sent the email. Here is basically what we sent. I semi-edited it. Todd sent it as if it was just from him. We almost added in his parents but decided we'd just forward it to them. It got really out of hand. No problem, Timmy did it for him. Tim, I'm sending you an email so we can talk about what happened on Thanksgiving. I think this would be better for both of us, since when we are heated, we say things rashly. You didn't give me much time to really think about it, so here it goes. I don't understand why you volunteered us to buy gifts. We are happy to buy gifts for your children, as we have every year. Is there something going on? Is someone having financial problems? Why, we would gladly help anyone who asked, as we have before. You should recall Kathy and Kiki 2 years ago. You helped too. Being set up in front of young children was rude. Not to mention you telling us we aren't allowed at Christmas now. The texts and angry voicemails were also uncalled for. Please take some time and get back to me. I hope we can work this out as our family is very important to us. Todd. Then goes on to say, yes, well, that went over as well as water on a grease fire. For one, Timmy forwarded the email to Rhonda and Keith, Kira and Ben. That was rude, but we were going to do the same thing either way. Ben sent us an email letting us know what Timmy did and said he was sorry he wasn't there to jump in but would try and talk to Timmy. Timmy and Ben are actually really close, so it was nice to see he thought Timmy was being unreasonable as well, since they're normally very close slash like-minded. I'm not going to put his email here. I'm just going to highlight what he said and then tell you what Keith and Rhonda said in their email slash video.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is it? I am a cold, child-hating harpy. And I sleep around. I am an atheist, or a Muslim, or something. He never really picked. I'm dragging Todd from the church and his family. We don't spend any time at all with the family anymore. We never spend any time with our nibblings. We are wasting our life, time, money, volunteering with animals. Helping slash wanting to help refugees was un-American, and this is my fault since I am a first generation American and don't understand what it means to be one slash deserve to live here. I'm rude and never talk to them unless it's about animal rescue slash animal rights. Yeah, so, at this point we're kinda laughing and crying and kinda shocked. We spent the rest of the day cleaning up our house and talking about what we wanted to do or reply back. We hadn't checked our email and we'd stuck our phones on vibrate and we're just trying to enjoy our day off together. They're pretty rare, sadly. So surprise, his parents drove all the way out to talk to us. I say talk, but it was more like being talked at. They asked me to leave so they could talk to Todd about his actions slash rude email. Todd said no, said I was his family and his wife and we were handling this together. They then tried to convince us we had said fuck in front of the family. We didn't. Then we had mentioned buying gifts for everyone before. Then we didn't love Jesus anymore, since we hadn't been going to church. and some of what Timmy had sent in his email too. When his father started to insult me, and then in turn my father, Todd was done. He stood up and said, "Thank you for coming to visit us in our home for the first time, but we have errands to run and you need to leave now." They refused. He told them they had to go now or would have to call the police. They left. He cried. I cried. Our cats knocked over their cups. We ended up calling my dad and telling him everything as well, as showing him both emails. He told us they have before talked shit about me slash us to him. And quotes, "You should be able to fix your child still. We're still working on ours." And then goes on to say, was something he told us had been said. We decided we aren't going to their Christmas either way. I told Todd I can't go back there again, nor can I look at any of them the same again. I knew they'd always not like me as much as some of the other daughter-in-laws, but I didn't know it was to that extent. They have always been nice and polite to my face, invited and included me in all events. No one had ever said anything to Todd either. As it stands, I'm waiting for my dad and brother to get into town, and then we're going to sit down and decide what we would like to do. Todd said he just wants it to be small and doesn't mind where Christmas happens, and said he felt closer to my dad and brother anyway. We told Ben what happened and shipped his gift to him. I haven't decided yet what I will do with the nibblings gifts, but I already donated all the adult gifts. I'd also like to add I'm not of another ethnicity. My father is German and moved to the US when he was 20 to marry my mother. So I'm a pasty white chick, but I guess my dad isn't American. That's bad. And the next update went on to say, I wish this update was, we all made up and Christmas will be so great, but it's not. Yesterday we had a small Christmas party with some friends since we will be leaving the 24th for a holiday. Myself, Todd, Dad and brother who I will name Theo. My friend Sandy grew up near me. We've been friends for years and she became friends with Timmy and his wife too. They are friends together on Facebook. We had told her that there was a tiff but didn't elaborate to not damage their friendship. Big mistake, since she tagged us in on a woo look at my gift slash QQ my friend is leaving me for Christmas post. The photo is of the two of us drinking while dancing around her new Roomba. I will note this isn't just for her Christmas, it's for her Christmas, birthday and her wedding as well as a housewarming gift. Her and her soon-to-be husband Bill just bought a new townhouse near us. I normally wouldn't buy something that expensive just for Christmas. So, Timmy saw the post. Not only did he take offense to us drinking, none of them drink slash are against drinking. He flipped his lid about her getting a Roomba. He lost his crap in the comments and then showed up at our apartment. I was in the shower when Timmy showed up. I heard someone knocking on the door, which had to be pretty loud to hear it, all the way in the MB shower. I finished the shower around midway through, Todd and Tim fighting. Todd said he was beating the door down. He opened the door and refused to let Tim in any further than the hallway. Tim was yelling at him about the gift, about his lack of church going, about us going out of town, demanding his kids' gifts. I donated them. And asking where we got off buying such a pricey gift for someone who isn't related and being selfish assholes about gifting the other children. So around this point, I come out the shower after putting on PJs. It's nearly 1 a.m. now. I came out to see Timmy. I'm kinda shocked. Todd tells Tim it's late and we can talk about this when we get back from holiday with the pastor. He pushes Todd. Todd falls back into the wall, putting a dent into it. This woke my dad and Theo. I moved in front of Todd since Tim was pulling back to hit him. He hit me, knocking me down on top of Todd. Dad and Theo restrained him. Our next door neighbor was woken up and called 911. Cops showed up, separated all of us. We told them what had happened, didn't tell them about the other problems, shortened it up to be there had been an Xmas disagreement. They also called an ambulance in since Todd cut his arm on a dish that broke and my face was quickly turning purple. The EMS who showed up know Todd and were very upset about him and I being hurt. The cops asked us if we wanted to press charges. I started to say no. Todd said yes. So Tim was arrested. We went to the ER since Todd needed some stitches. Our phones have been blowing up ever since. I turned mine off after I told Sandy she needed to not let Tim and Candy see any posts about us since they are pissed at us. She said okay. I went though and unfriended slash grouped anyone who was also friends with any in-law family into a restricted group so they can't see anything we're up to, again, I hope. Rhonda and Keith have been blowing up Todd's phone. He's only answered them in text with what happened. that we would not drop charges or pay his bail, and to stop contacting us at all. Between the last update and this one, we talked to some other family members and they all said they disagreed with Timmy. His grandparents said they did too, but they couldn't host a Christmas and couldn't stop him from uninviting us. They said they would talk to him and we were like, okay, cool, maybe next year we can be friends again. That isn't the case anymore, at all. There is no coming back from this. We'll be filing a restraining order when we get home. Todd is talking about us moving out of our home state. Dad and Theo think it's a good idea. Dad is annoyed that I wouldn't let him hit Tim, so he's sulking a bit. But I think it's more that he's upset we have lost another family, basically. So yeah, I get to enjoy my trip with a black eye slash cheek. Todd has a 4-inch gash on his arm. Dad is sulking and Theo is happy since he's smoking pot. So A+ Christmas. Imagine the dude just seeing on social media, he's seen this, that a Roomba's been bought, and he gets so angry at that moment. Just picture him sitting there looking at a computer, absolutely raging about this Roomba. Like, rah! Raging so much that's it. I'm going around there and sorting this out. How dare you buy someone else a Roomba? And OP said at the very end, there might have been a way to come back between those updates. I couldn't see a way coming back from it from the very, very beginning. I tried to picture myself like in any of these situations and picturing a family member coming up to me and saying, look, you need to buy all our kids gifts because, you know, you're childless. The pure entitlement from that alone would make me see that person differently. I wouldn't be able to see that person the same way again. And it's a way I look at many, many of these situations that we cover, is like, whether it's breaking trust or entitlement or whatever, it's the way you look at people gets tainted as soon as they act in a certain way. And can that change over time? I don't think it could. I don't think you could build that like trust up from that again. And that may be just a me thing, but I'd always think when they approach me again, I'll say, oh, I remember that time that they said that they wanted me to buy 15 kids gifts, and think, gee whiz. Does anyone else feel like that? Let me know in the comments below and let me know your thoughts on this. Could you see this ever going a different way? Love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. And as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. Thank you so much. I know I say it every time, but I also know how incredibly important your time is. And please know I don't take it for granted. I just know how super important time is myself. So for you to be spending it with me, listening, commenting, getting involved, I'm absolutely blown away by your generosity. So thank you so, so much. And if you do want your pet shown on the next Pet Tax Tuesday, as I said at the very beginning, don't forget, share it with me at Mark Narrations on Twitter. And don't forget to use the hashtag Pet Tax Tuesday as well. It just allows me to know that you're happy for it to be used on the channel. So thank you so much, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.